What does the Bible say about parasites? This is Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. Now, it's true that the Bible doesn't directly address parasites. However, the Bible does give creation scientists some interesting ideas regarding the origin of these creatures. You see, because of the curse of Genesis 3, it's possible God allowed some beneficial things in creatures to turn into the harmful effects we now see. And you know, creatures like the malaria organism are probably slight genetic variations of their ancestors from before the fall. We don't know exactly what God changed with the curse, but it could include modifying animal designs. After all, plants now grow thorns and thistles to cause pain. The sin-cursed world around us makes sense when we look at it in the light of God's Word.
How has the world been changed by the curse? You'll learn more when you visit our Bible-defending website, answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.